Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you.
Japan River, Inter-Spec. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And, of course, Labor Day for small businesses is a little bit different than Labor Day for the unions. We think of it a little bit differently here. And because on Labor Day, what that means to a small business owner is that means it's another national holiday that we have to make payroll on that we don't get any production. Now, we're not mean. We don't mind. We get over it, but that's just the reality of it. It's another holiday like Christmas or Memorial Day, the 4th of July, where our Thanksgiving, where we have to pay workers to not work. And so it's just one of the things that we deal with. Richard Berman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's executive director of the Center for Union Facts. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
Well, you can go to unionfacts.com, and you'll see just about more statistics on unions there than you can. Well, there's millions of data points on unionfacts.com. I'll just put it that way.
Right, and folks, so many of my Brain Trust members have used Rich's website as the gold standard for union information, and it's just the facts. That's what he's got there. So, Rich, thanks for doing a good job there. Also, you have a website, minimumwage.com, don't you?
We do. Minimumwage.com, we have another website. If you're interested in teachers' unions, you can go to teachers' unions. unionsexposed.com.
All right.
And the list of websites goes on.
Hey, Rich, let's talk about minimum wage. As you know, there's been a pretty big push recently, a lot of noise, a lot of protests by a bunch of folks trying to propose that minimum wage be essentially doubled to $15 an hour. Talk to us about who's really behind all this, and what do you think about it?
Well, the union that's really behind all this is the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, which is probably one of the more left-wing unions in the union movement, which says a lot. This is the union that was closest to Rod Blagojevich, remember the now jailed governor of Illinois. This is the union that was closest to that group Acorn. These are people who are jobs.
These are not friends of America, are they?
No. And they are manipulating a handful of employees to believe that if they walk off the job, that they can get $15 an hour from McDonald's and Burger King, et cetera, which is totally, totally bogus. If you look at the economics of the fast food industry, 30% of their sales are devoted to labor costs. So if you're going to double the minimum wage, you're going to say that now 60% of sales dollars are devoted to labor costs. And at the end of the day, what this means is that at $15 an hour, you wipe out all of the profits four times over of every fast food store. Now, not just wipe them out, but wipe them out four times over. So the math doesn't work. It's ridiculous. And yet they're making these employees think that they can get this, which is really nothing more than a ruse to get employee email addresses, which they're asking for, so that they can start contacting them about union organizing.
If I were in the kiosk business, Rich, if I made technology that helped people wait on themselves, serve themselves, like kiosk manufacturers do, I'd be supporting this, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, it's all, yes, not only that, but, you know, what you're referring to is already happening. You know, we've gone from a manufacturing economy to a service economy, and we are moving to a self-service economy. And every time you make it more affordable to buy technology, kiosks in this case. McDonald's has 7,000 kiosks in Europe where people can order on a touchscreen. You can pay for it with a credit card on a touch screen. We're moving there. You know, you pump your own gas, you go to an airport, you get your own ticket with a kiosk, you go to grocery stores now, you can scan your own groceries.
And see, this is the thing, Rich, that has been the product of the unions and the wage increase advocates, because there was a time, Rich, in my day, when I was a kid, if you raised minimum wage, it was a real problem for employers because we didn't have any other choices. We had to hire people, and we had to pay the higher rates. It was actually an inflationary event if you raised minimum wage. Today, even the smaller small business has other options. They have technology options. So as you say, the advocates of raising minimum wage are only hurting the people they intend to help.
Yes, they are. Absolutely, they are wiping out jobs. And of course, their fingerprints are never on it. When they destroy jobs, no one ever says, "Well, the union destroyed a job." And so they can go around and they can be high-minded and they can sound like they're the socially responsible ones and the employers are the bad guys. But at the end of the day, they are wiping out entry-level job opportunities, and people will never get that first rung on the ladder because it's being sawed off by so many of these liberal advocates for policies that don't make any sense.
It's an example. It's just another example, folks, of where liberalism is. If you see liberalism focusing on helping someone, more than likely their method of helping them is actually going to wind up hurting them. What do you think, Rich? Let's talk.
Yeah, you know, I go back to what Margaret Thatcher said a long time ago about socialism, and she said it's a great system until you run out of other people's money.
That's exactly right. Liberalism does not have a job, folks. Liberalism only works when other people fund it. It doesn't have any way of funding itself. And in my opinion, it's some of the stuff that's going on right now is the enemy of America. We're going to come right back with Rich Berman after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.